This podcast is sponsored by Brokenness and New Beginnings by Francis P. DeLellis, a powerful, honest story of hope for those facing separation and divorce, showing how faith can lead to healing and new beginnings. Discover strength and inspiration. Get your copy today at brokennessandnewbeginnings.com.
Legal Separation Explained, Your Guide to Divorce, Support and Options. Discover the benefits and options of legal separation as an alternative to divorce. Learn practical advice and find hope with supportive resources. Understanding Legal Separation, What You Need to Know. Hey, so imagine you're chatting with a friend who's going through a tough time with their marriage. You want to offer some divorce help or at least give them some useful perspective on their options beyond just jumping straight into divorce. One of the less talked about options is legal separation. It's like a middle path that a lot of people don't know about, but it can provide a lot of structure and relief during an incredibly confusing season. So, what exactly is legal separation? Unlike divorce, legal separation is a court-recognized way for couples to live apart without ending the marriage legally. This means that while you're separated, your marriage technically still exists. It's a useful arrangement when couples aren't quite ready to divorce, maybe for personal, religious, or financial reasons. Sometimes, legal separation can even be a step toward divorce, but sometimes it just gives folks the space they need to heal and figure things out. What legal separation generally covers. When a couple files for legal separation, the court typically addresses the same issues it would in a divorce, including child custody and visitation, who the kids will live with, and visitation schedules. Child support, how much financial support will be provided, and who pays it. Spousal support, alimony. Sometimes one spouse may need financial support during the separation. Division of property and debts, deciding who gets what during this period. The key difference is, you don't get the legal finality of divorce. No termination of marriage. You're still legally married, which brings some advantages and disadvantages depending on your situation. When might legal separation make sense? There are plenty of reasons why someone might choose legal separation over divorce. Religious or moral beliefs keeping divorce off the table. Financial impact, like keeping health insurance benefits or avoiding some tax complications. Trying to work things out without making the split official. Protecting rights during separation, especially if there's potential reconciliation. It's important to understand that legal separation is not the same in every state, and not all states even offer this option. This is where good divorce advice and divorce counseling come in handy to navigate the options that suit your circumstances best. How to get started with legal separation. If you think this might be an option for you or someone you know, the best approach is to talk with a family law attorney who understands your state's laws. Also, if you're looking for divorce assistance, there are plenty of divorce support groups and divorce resources available online or in your community where people share how they managed similar situations. Remember, legal separation isn't failure. It's more like a tool to create healthy boundaries, clarity, and hopefully peace during a difficult time. I recommend checking out resources that offer emotional and spiritual support too, like the book Brokenness and New Beginnings. This book can be such a beacon for people facing the pain of broken relationships and longing for hope. Order your copy today to find hope and healing. It's packed with encouragement and guidance for anyone navigating the stormy waters of separation or divorce. Healing starts with understanding and support, and that's exactly what this book offers. A quick recap. Legal separation is a court-approved way to live apart without ending the marriage. It covers major issues like custody, support, and property division, just like divorce. It's ideal for people who can't or don't want to divorce immediately due to personal reasons. Consult an attorney and look for trusted divorce counseling and divorce resources to guide you. Healing and new beginnings are possible. Don't hesitate to seek out emotional support. At the end of the day, every relationship chapter looks different, and having the right information and support can make the process a little less overwhelming. So, whether you're just figuring out your next step or helping a friend who is, I hope this helped clear the fog on legal separation a bit.